קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, שמעתי מאמר נ"ב, אין עבירה מחבה מצווה. אין עבירה מחבה מצווה.
The preparation passage for the lesson from Shamati 52, a transgression does not extinguish a mitzvah. A transgression does not extinguish, put out a mitzvah, commandment, and a mitzvah does not put out a transgression. However, we need to know that one must not need to uproot evil, as this thing is impossible. Rather, one must only hate the evil, as it is written, yeah, that love the Lord, hate evil. Thus, it is only hatred that is needed, since it is the conduct of hate to separate the adherent. For this reason, evil has no existence of its own. Rather, the existence of evil depends on love for the evil or the hate for the evil. It means that if one has love for evil, then one is caught in the authority of the evil. If one hates the evil, one exits their premises and one's evil has no dominion over that person. It follows that the primary work is not in the actual evil, but rather in the measure of love and the measure of hate. And for this reason, a transgression prompts transgression. We must ask, why does one deserve such a punishment? When one falls from one's work, one must be aided to rise from the fall. Here, however, we see that more obstacles are added to one, so that one would fall lower than one's first fall. However, in order for one to feel hatred for the evil, one is given more evil, so as to feel how the transgression departs one from the work of God. Although one did regret the first transgression, one still did not feel a measure of remorse that would bring one hatred for the evil. Hence, a transgression prompts a transgression. And every time one regrets, and its remorse certainly instigates hatred for the evil, until the measure of one's hatred for the evil is completed. At that time, one is separated from the evil, since evil induces separation. It therefore follows that if one finds a certain measure of hate at a level that prompts separation, one does not need a correction of transgression prompts transgression. And naturally, one saves time. When one has been rewarded, one is admitted to the love of God. This is the meaning of, yeah, that love the Lord, hate evil. They only hate the evil, but the evil itself remains in its place, and it is only hatred to the evil that we need. We're speaking about choice, that on the path to the purpose of creation, we have a plan. That plan must be carried out. And we can't affect the plan because the state of light versus the desire, that exists from the beginning of creation, and it has to end with them not being one opposite the other, but rather both of them would be as one in the end of the process, in the end of the development. Therefore, it's clear that the entire development has to include the first state and second state and third state, as we study Introduction to the Book of Zohar. And all in all, what we do is we accelerate time. We fill the times in the right way, that we are able to justify and want them ahead of time. And all in all, by that, we acquire an understanding and a sensation of who is the emanator and how we can identify with him and how we bring ourselves to adhesion with him. Therefore, we're being given that matter of choice in all kinds of examples. Now, here it's not an example. Here it's actually the foundation of the choice, meaning that if I want a priori to advance myself towards the situations that are due to come my way, to hasten my development, then what do? I have to draw further away from the past and advance towards the future according to the excess of time that is in the plan. And this is called that I more and more draw further away from my will to receive in order to receive, and I advance more and more towards the will to bestow. This advancement depends on hatred to reception and attraction to bestow. This on the side of nature, the Creator, that is, He brings me that through the force of the light, that the light reveals to me each time blows through my ego, and then I feel myself in a bad state, and therefore I hate my ego, and I begin correspondingly to love the action of act of bestowal, act of connection, where apparently I'll be better off. This is how nature is advancing me, the Creator, the force of the light. And here is my choice. How much can I amplify, increase my recognition of the evil? That is, the recognition of the evil is manifested in hatred to evil. How can I then do that? Through the environment. If the environment will start telling me about the evil more than I attain by myself through the blows, then I would draw further away from my will to receive faster, and I would yearn towards bestow. So I need to hear from all sides, from all places, many examples that the ego is evil and bestow is good, that they would let me see that, feel it, even if it doesn't exist, that they would fill up my ears with that. Out of that, the hatred would be revealed, hatred towards evil, and out of that, I'll advance faster than it towards the good, towards the opposite. Therefore, yeah, that love the Lord, hate evil. And out of that, I'll also know what to do. How to invert, how do I invert my desires, my elements, so that they don't disappear? How do I just try to invert them into a new form of usage? Initially, in order for me to feel better, that's what I need. So if I have to bestow in order to be better off, I'll bestow. If I need to be closer to others, to better to others, then, you know, I'll be nicer to others so that I'll feel better off. What can you do? Just like in times of war and other tough times, people become closer to one another because they feel that then everybody would be better off. In the end, a person feels that that way I'll feel better. And this way, from Lo Lishma, not for her name, we come to Lishma. For the sake of the Creator, egoistically we start feeling that this is how it is, we're attracted to it. And this is how we have to explain to the world, that there's no choice, we have to connect to one another more, that we were more suited to the mechanism of nature, and avoid harming one another, etc. Until we begin through that, to feel that there are special forces in that, that there is some special new state there that we didn't feel before. Just like in the connection between people, at first they want to connect so that maybe they won't harm one another, or in order to bring some good sensation to one another, and later suddenly they start feeling some additions that they didn't feel before. This way, from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. And it is all through increasing, amplifying the hatred towards the will to receive, towards separation.